Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Jay, with the trade deadline going on, the Giants are kind of turning into sellers. It almost seems like a baseball sell-off. Traded two defensive starters in the last 24 hours. How do you convey to your team to ignore that, or do you have to pay attention just because the film's going to look a lot different?
Well, I think the Giants have been playing a lot of guys, you know, so I don't know. I'm not in their building. I don't know why they did what they did, but I know that they played a lot of guys in their rotation, and obviously they feel good about the things they got in that deal. But we're going to prepare for the system that they're in and obviously try to attack the people who we think we're going to play against. That's all we can do. They still have very good defensive personnel over there. Guys that can rush a passer with Vernon and guys that can cover. They still have Jenkins and obviously Landon Collins. They have some pretty darn good players over there, even without those two they lost. So we're just going to prepare for the Giants and expect a very hard-fought game like it always is with the Giants.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are in Mitch's car. It is Wednesday, October 23rd?
24th.
Wednesday, October 24th. We got lots of Redskins news to discuss in anticipation of this Sunday's game against the New York Football Giants. Mitch is here. Pete's in the back seat. We are always want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Go buy a car from them because they're nice people and they're good to us and they'll be good to you. Let's get down to business, boys. Chris Thompson back on the practice field. Good news, certainly.
Definitely good news. Anytime you get the most dynamic receiver they have back on the team, back on the field for a game for practice, that's
calling him the most dynamic receiver they have.
What do you think? Is that a step too far?
I think he's more dynamic than Jordan Reed, but maybe not as important.
Yeah,
is that a fair line to draw?
I would say Richardson's the more dynamic receiver.
Okay.
Thompson might be a more dynamic player.
Okay.
All right, that's fair.
Maybe we're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Continue, sorry.
No, the point getting a guy like that back on the field can only help this offense.
Well, we don't know that he's back on the field, though. That's the other thing to consider, because Thompson kind of went through practice last week and we thought he'd play, and then sure enough, he didn't. One guy I want to go through, I have some notes here. I talked to Paul Richardson for a while, and the really good news is that he was back on the practice field. We didn't see him last week on the practice field. Last week, I felt like he was not going to play. This week, I feel like he's going to play. And a lot of that is kind of based on the conversation I had with him, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But elsewhere, Adrian Peterson did not practice, and Jay Gruden made very clear that he's not going to practice on Wednesdays for the rest of the year. That Jay was like,
he's put enough Wednesdays in his career, he can miss one or two, or 16.
He can skip one or two, or he can even skip 16 of them. That was Jay Gruden. You just dropped by on the podcast right there.
Pete does a good Gruden impression. However, that was bad.
That was not a good.
Yeah, try something else.
Troy Apke, he missed practice with a hamstring. And Sean Laval, he was questionable. Just residual injuries, and we'll get him back on field on Friday.
The best thing you do with your Gruden impression is man, and you didn't say
yeah.
It.
And Apke. Those are my two favorite words to say is Jay Gruden. The other,
you're blowing it, Pete.
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, my God. It
takes me a second to get warmed up.
We
I'm
try
sorry.
To give you a chance, yeah. And you just blow it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's why you're in the back seat.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable back here. I can't sit properly either. I'm just stepping on Mitch's equipment.
Pete also did a dumb bit on me where he, like, tried to sit in the front seat, and then I walked up and opened the door, and he, like, was filming it. It was such a – just Pete
check it out on @RedskinsTalkPod on Instagram. You'll see it there.
It's a It's a good plug for the pod Instagram.
All right. No Peterson, no big deal. Quentin Dunbar is officially a big deal. Am I allowed to say that? He's missed a game. It's a nerve issue. They don't know what's going on. Dunny says sometimes it just goes out on him.
Yeah.
And we talked to him in the locker room for a while, and he said he's not worried about it, but it's weird. And he told me, man, it's not something that's going to, like, threaten my career. And just the fact that that's part of the conversation is alarming for a team. After Dunny, you're talking Greg Stroman and Danny Johnson.
Yeah. I guess it was good to get those guys some experience on Sunday if you're looking for the sunny side of things. But that's not the kind of experience you want to give them. And Dunny, you know, it's a shin injury, but it, quote, gives out on him. Like, your shin doesn't really get out on you. So, like, is it an ankle? Like, you know.
No, dude, it's like the nerve at the top of the shin. I don't know what the hell that means.
Right, so when he says it gives out, like, you know, what part of the leg is it?
So a couple,
it's pretty nerve-wracking, I would say.
Nice one, nerve-wracking. Like, I see what you did there. A couple things I want to add in real quick is that the Cowboys receivers and offense are a lot easier to handle with backup corners compared to the Giants.
Right.
When you have Odell and Sterling.
I think Norman's got to follow around. Yeah.
You're not facing Deontay Thompson this week. And also, two different players, two different injuries, were really far away from this, but it kind of reminds me of Doxson's heel injury, where they're just, Jay doesn't really seem to have an answer. Dunbar seems to be a little confused by it. They're not really sure how to treat it. They're getting different opinions. It's weird.
I don't equate that at all, because
Doxson's injury, they identified as heel pain, and it was a pain tolerance issue. This is not pain tolerance. It's whether his leg is giving out on him or not.
Not to mention,
definitely pain tolerance.
No, it's not, Pete. He can't run because the leg doesn't work.
Yeah, and Jay Gruden also says he's in pain sometimes.
Right. The pain isn't. Will you talk to him?
We'll talk later.
The other thing, Dunbar's never missed time. He's never missed games.
That's why I said it's different. It just kind of reminds me. It's very mysterious right now. We're not really sure how it happened. We're not really sure how they're going to treat it. It just seems like it could linger.
You agree that he's incorrect, right?
I agree that Pete is incorrect.
Okay, here. We're going to move on.
That's fine. I'm just saying my two cents.
They both got kicked. That's how their injuries happened. That's about where
Sean LaVal didn't practice, but kind of was full go on the side field with the trainers. He was dragging that sled around, no problem.
I think it's not even a maintenance day.
I think it's like controlling his work.
Exactly.
Rather than, you never know, if you're engaged in O-line drills, you could get popped or somebody could step wrong. I think it's just putting him in a controlled environment. What's he doing?
No, he's good.
My back hurts.
As much as you go 11 on 11 and you keep the guys up so that no one's getting hurt,
right,
when those O-line and D-linemen are engaged, there's always a chance of a guy coming down, and you just don't want something weird happening with LaVal where he has to go right back out of the game.
Zach Brown missed practice today. Jay Gruden said it was an illness.
Illness.
All right, we'll move on. Is that the list? Well, Crowder.
Well, Crowder.
We haven't even talked. Crowder ain't playing, folks.
I think Crowder. Crowder,
I think he's missing. I wonder if you're not starting to look at.
IR.
No, I don't. I don't think IR.
Close to that yet.
No, but he's missed two now. I think you're talking about him missing the month of October.
Did you see that he was at least walking around in the
locker
room?
No boot.
Not on a scooter.
No boot. No scooter. That's a step.
Very small step.
But, like, you know,
I see what you did there with step.
Gruden told us,
we're so
look, Hoffman's
today.
Walking by the car, doesn't even realize we're in here. Oh, hey, what's up, Craig? We're just talking about you on the podcast.
Why do we have the AC on when it's so cold outside?
It's comfortable, and Mitch likes it cold. So I'm smart enough to wear my coat.
So did I.
JP also is always trying to turn up the air in here, so I was trying to keep it at a constant temperature so we didn't have to bump up and mess
fair
up
enough,
the audio.
Crowder. I don't think he plays in October. Well, hell, I guess that's
dude,
not
October,
really bold.
So
yeah, this is the end
nice
of October.
Prediction, dude.
So it's New York, then Atlanta, maybe for Atlanta.
Maybe, then what? Tampa after that?
Yeah,
I'd say Tampa.
Well, because here's the thing: they're getting Trey Quinn back next week.
Right.
Trey can play the slot. He can return punts. I do think that means the end of this round of Jahu Chessen on the active. I think they try to get him back to the practice squad.
Jamison Crowder is obviously a better player than Trey Quinn is, but if Trey's able to step up and be serviceable, then that gives you a little bit of leeway to let Crowder get back and not rush him back at all.
Right.
I will say, so Matt Terrell, our guy who's fan of us and follows us and we know him. There's three ways.
He's also a city paper reporter. You can identify him that way.
Sorry. Very good reporter.
It's
like
also Matt
stuff.
Turl.
Okay, so I'm botching the intro. The point is that when things happen on Twitter, there's three ways to react. The mainstream way, the kind of secondary offbeat way, and then whatever Matt says because he's so different. And I like what he said in response to all this Trey Quinn stuff. He's like, are we really at the point where we're like, guys, it's okay, Trey Quinn is coming back? Like, yes, he could be serviceable, but he's played a half of football. He's never really done anything on offense. I get that he's a good replacement for Crowder, we hope, but...
This is Pete trying to slow down the Trey Quinn conversation.
I'm just...
When you were the captain of the rocket ship.
Right. I mean...
I know, I've sobered up and I've kind of matured.
You were the conductor of the Trey Quinn train.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Mitch hasn't said much about Kenny Ladler recently. We all grow up. It was a summer fling.
I think Kenny Ladler's been playing well, but there hasn't been much to mention about him. He's been a special teams.
It's exciting to have Trey Quinn back. I'd rather have him than another J.U. Chesson or free agent guy, but at the same time, it's a very low ceiling of what we can
expect. We're coming up on the trade deadline. Do you think that the Redskins are going to be involved in trade talk?
I asked Jay directly.
Right.
He said receiver's a spot. We could get you some help. I also think with this Dunbar thing, it's a mystery. They don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And I think you're sitting at 4-2, first place in the division. This division looks winnable. These games look winnable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to give yourself a real chance, if you want to talk about January, I'm not sure you want to talk about January with Greg Stroman on the outside.
Right.
And maybe that's a spot you go make a move just for somebody. You know what,
so
I wonder?
Let's bring up the name that Redskins fans have been talking about.
Peterson has already said that he's staying with the
Cards.
Oh, he said that today?
He had a big meeting today.
Then that makes it pretty easy.
You know a name that would have been interesting, but I believe he's signed? Rashad Breeland.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I reported for months.
They're out of
And they were not bringing Bree back, but, you know, the situation looks a little different.
I was going to say, a lot different today than it was in August.
You know what? You know... What looks different? Orlando Scandrick. You know what I mean?
He's a part of the worst defense in NFL history right now, though.
That Chiefs defense?
Yeah, they're literally going to be
so
the worst.
So is one Kendall Fuller.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point. That's something that's not talked about enough, is that Kendall Fuller might... I mean, he's having a terrible year. And
people didn't want a quarterback instead of a cornerback.
Yeah.
Well, this quarterback hasn't showed to be so great.
Of course.
So
it hasn't been a great trade really for either.
But he's also not bad. He ain't Nathan Peterman.
No,
or,
certainly
you
not.
You know what I mean? Like... That remember the real look into the quarterback abyss we got when Gabbert showed up last year,
and it was and
how about
the
Rex Gross, Rex Grossman
John Beck era?
John Beck era.
Sure.
You don't want to ever go back to
situation. We're really digressing here.
We did. How did we start down this road?
Pete told some dumb shit. I don't know.
There's no way that was my fault.
I think it was. All right, I want to tell this Paul Richardson story. So we were talking to him in the locker room today, and he was very, I want to be fair and characterize it appropriately. He really wanted to play last Sunday. He told us a story how he got to FedEx Field really early. He got there at 11 o'clock for a 4:25 start. He got there so early that like the security wasn't set up to like let him in the stadium and stuff. But he wanted to get out there, show that he could run, show the coaches he was ready to go. It didn't go his way. He said Jay was... he understands the decision, but he's like, players want to be out there. I wanted to help my team. And he tells the story as he's talking. He's like, but I know these guys respect me because the week before in the Panthers game, he's playing through a very hurt shoulder and he hurt his knee in that game. And he's in the huddle and Brandon Sheriff had to go out. It was like a TV timeout or something. And so Sheriff's walking back to the huddle. And he says Brandon just locks eyes on him, on Richardson, as he's walking like 10, 15 yards to the huddle. And when he gets to the huddle, he just daps him up. And he's like, man, our O-line are some warriors. These guys are playing through significant injuries. And what that showed me is that Brandon recognized I was playing through some stuff too. And he respected me for it. It was just a cool...
It's a very cool story.
Inside baseball story. And, you know, as I was talking with Richardson, he and I must have sat and talked for like 20 minutes. Maybe 10, I don't know. And I'm pretty sure, and we'd have to check this, I think he's the only dude in that locker room that's played in a Super Bowl. Or was Vernon was probably on that Niners team.
Yeah.
I think he's the only dude in that locker room that's won a Super Bowl.
Did McPhee play? McPhee got a ring, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, with the Ravens.
Sweet pull.
Yeah. There isn't a lot in there. You know what's interesting, real quick, just about you were talking about the huddle dap.
Yep.
Before games start, Trent Williams goes around the huddle when the 11 guys on offense get together for the first time. And he has a handshake with all the old linemen. Clearly, those guys spend a lot of time together. In years past, he's always just grabbed each receiver and running back and tight end in there and just give him a headbutt. And this year, for the first time, I've seen Trent has a little handshake, a little dap up with each of the different guys. And he's like the guy in baseball that just knows what the handshake is with all 10 other guys on the team. And it's kind of funny seeing him go through it with each guy.
He's the man. He's just a good, nice dude.
So do we come up with a Redskins Talk Pod handshake to kind of do before we start?
I knew Pete was going to say that, and I knew how nerdy it was going to sound. And yet, he still surprised me.
Shouldn't even be surprising anymore.
All right. Before we move on here, I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. This week, you need to be riding with Oarsman Ford Lincoln of Alexandria. Go check them out. They got your Fords. They got your Lincolns. This is a fun game we realized with the lease the other day.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask Pete something about.
You know, the Lincoln MKZ is a pretty hot little car.
Well, I'm just on their website. So, World of World of Ford Alexandria. Oh,
what's
World
going on
of Ford
buddy?
Alexandria.
World of Ford Alexandria.
World of Ford Alexandria.com is their website.
All right.
Sorry, it took me a minute. Forgive me there.
Things are happening.
All right, Pete, here's where we are. You can buy a 2018 Ford Escape.
Mm-hmm. What color?
Any color, you dipshit.
Okay.
I think that's the first of that curse word we've had on this pod.
Making history.
Let's keep going.
All right. So the good folks at Oarsman Ford Lincoln of Alexandria will sell you a Ford Escape 2018. So I assume this is brand new.
Right.
How much does it cost?
2018 Ford Escape. $23,000.
26.
That was reasonable.
That wasn't bad.
A reasonable guess.
I can do a cost of a car. Once you start throwing out words like APR financing, leasing,
so
insurance fees.
Shut up, Pete. So
percentages.
The TV show that one day I'm going to pitch that will actually never happen. One of my segment ideas is called "Is Pete a Grown Up?" And we just ask him random grown up things that people know and. He probably won't know.
Yeah. Yes. The answer is going to be most usually no.
Wash colored laundry in cold water?
I ask my mom because she's the one who does it. I was talking to somebody yesterday.
You got 30 seconds.
About wearing makeup on TV, and they're like, do you wash your face after your show? And I'll say, no, I just kind of feel like the makeup just disappears and goes into my pores. And they're like, that's gross. You should wash your face. That's not
good
for you.
Aren't your towels and pillows covered in makeup? Have you not noticed that?
No, I honestly think that my makeup just fades away because my
skin. It doesn't, okay. You dummy. Well, especially when that one lady puts it on.
You wash off in the shower?
Do you shower? Night? Do you take a shower?
I shower in the morning, so no.
Oh, you're such an idiot.
Yikes.
I have a football thing I want to talk about at some point.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Next on my list is all the trades the Giants are making.
Much more important, do that.
Traded away Snacks Harrison, traded away Eli Apple. The Giants are kind of giving up.
You know who's pretty excited this week?
Adrian Peterson.
And that entire interior Redskins O-line. I mean, that guy is a stud. One of the top five defensive, top ten, whatever number, top three defensive tackles in the league?
I'm going to write about this. How, on a scale of one to week 17, 2016, when all the Skins had to do was win a game and make the playoffs, how much of a trap game is this?
Well, I think it's pretty trappy.
My first year covering the Redskins was 2008, and they have won exactly one time in New York playing the Giants at the Meadowlands. So, pretty trappy.
The Giants?
One win. You said one time.
They've won one time.
You left out the one part. Whatever.
Regardless. They have won.
Irregardless.
They have won one time in New York since I started covering the team.
The great Dan Steinberg has the stat. They're 24 games. They're 2-19 versus everybody else.
The Giants 24 games.
Yeah, the Giants last 24. 2-19 versus everybody else. 2-1 versus the Redskins.
I also, Steins is going to be involved in my TV show pitch that will never happen.
Cool. It feels really trappy.
It does.
Because we've seen that, the Redskins finally took them a while, but they
played bad in the Meadowlands.
They played bad up there.
I wasn't talking or
anything. Kirk played bad up there.
Alex played really bad there last year with a great offense.
Smith in some trouble. Smith hit from behind. Devon Kennard for the Giants.
Yeah.
It was very windy.
Always played bad. A plethora of Redskins quarterbacks have played bad there in the past decade.
Yeah. So. It's a tricky spot, man.
And if you look at Vegas lines, them being
funky line.
1-point favorites on the road after winning two straight and Giants trading pieces away and looking terrible.
I wonder if that line will move because of the trades.
It probably will some, but I mean, it looks like an ugly situation up in New York, and it looks like if the Redskins botch it, it's a pretty big botch.
Well, and Josh Norman will talk tomorrow, which could always get interesting with Odell.
Peterson said, we can't treat it like a trap game. We kind of did that with the Colts, and look what happened, and they haven't won a game since. So all the players are very aware of it, but it's one thing to be aware of it, and another thing to actually go out and focus and take care of it on Sunday.
Yeah. John Allen told me that at Alabama, the worst weeks, the hardest weeks of practice were never before the LSU game or before they played Auburn. It was before they played Western Kentucky or, Louisiana Monroe.
Lafayette or something.
So that's his mindset.
That's a very cool thing to say.
We talked a lot about the Redskins last week, how very Redskinsy it would be to lose to Dallas at home and kind of keep that win-loss roller coaster going. This is another, feels like one of those games that the Redskins over the years goes out and loses.
Right. Well, I wrote about this too, that the thought that the Skins can never win two in a row just isn't right under Gruden. Like, he's had a bunch of, and maybe you don't want to call them win streaks, but he's won two in a row a number of times. And he has 2 4-game win streaks in 4 years, which is of some consequence.
Certainly.
He's also lost two in a row a bunch.
Lots of NFL coaches have.
Right.
But you feel those games. It's not the win streaks necessarily, but it's when you feel the team is finally getting momentum, and then it just, you come to
Totally.
And then it gets dicey because the Falcons are 3-4 and their defense is bad, but they've also won 2 in a row. So that
I think the Falcons are a bad matchup for the Skins. Yeah. I think the Giants might be, just because I don't think Dunbar's going to play, and I think they just have to crush Eli and put him on the ground. I think Odell will be a threat. I think Saquon will be a threat.
Yeah. It's great that this team is being buoyed by its defense and its running game, but at some point this year, and I don't know that it's going to be this week against the Giants. It might be the Falcons, might be the Bucks. At some point, they're going to have to shoot it out with someone and be able to score and beat them,
right,
as opposed to just hoping the defense.
They do not look like a team capable of doing that right now.
Not right now. So,
but the one thing though is, they're doing a good job controlling the clock. And Gruden talked about it today. I mean, you control time of possession, you really can slow the pace of these things down. And, dude, I talked about this with Sheehan on his pod. Alex hasn't been making a lot of good throws. He just hasn't. But when he does, a lot of them come on third downs. And they had these ugly, long, boring drives, but they're long. And it keeps the defense fresh, and keeps that other offense off the field.
Well, his bad throws are bad enough throws that they're not turnovers.
Right, which
is important because Kirk made plenty of bad throws into bad windows.
Right.
When Alex makes a bad throw, he's just...
It's to, like, the fourth row.
He's just overthrowing somebody or underthrowing somebody. So if you're going to take
or
some...
Or skipping it on the ground.
Right. If you're going to take something out of the bad throws, at least they're not turning into turnovers.
One hop.
Yeah.
All right. I got nothing but shtick left on my list. Anybody have real
Can I do a little football?
Sure.
So this is going to be Pete's stat of the day. I'm putting this in a story later.
Are you trying to, like, make a thing for yourself?
I was actually thinking this could be a segment. I don't know. If you're pitching TV shows, I might as well pitch a pod segment.
Yeah. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see, dude.
So I'm trying to look at ways the Redskins offense can get better so that this 4-2 team can actually be a legit team that looks really, really good instead of just pretty good. And one of the things I've come up with is that...
You have one piece of loose leaf paper that is, like, ripped.
Yeah.
Okay.
However,
there's a lot,
of notes on there.
So I went through every NFL team's play calls on first down, and the Redskins run the ball 100 times out of 169 first down plays. That's the biggest split in the NFL besides the Seahawks. The Seahawks and the Redskins have the biggest run in their run-pass ratio of any team in the NFL. I think if they are more varied on that first down, it's tempting to give the ball to Adrian Peterson because he usually gets 4 yards and can set you up. But if you do more play action, maybe that can open up those passing plays, make Smith more comfortable. I think the first down play calling is something they need to switch up a little bit. And Jay laughed today. He's like, yeah, that's how it's been. I have a feeling we're going to get back to 50-50 pretty soon. So maybe that's something on his mind as well.
You remember when, like, cupcakes became the thing and there was just, like, a cupcake store everywhere, people wait in line for
cupcakes? I feel like
cupcakes.
You're about to poo-poo what I said.
That is the new complaining about running on first down.
I've certainly heard a bunch of complaining about running on first down. It's been pretty successful.
I don't know that it has or hasn't, but...
I'm not saying they need to abandon it completely, but if it's 60-40 and you're one of the most severe run-heavy teams on first down in the NFL, it could be time to go against that trait and surprise somebody when you need to and jumpstart an offense that isn't passing it very well.
Fair. But, like, I think... Gruden is trying to transform this team into a physical run
first. He said that,
I mean, that's what he's been saying. I think the offensive line loves it. I think the running back they have is suited for it. And the quarterback doesn't look very good. Now, could you get him on a play-action boot and get him moving and maybe create some momentum? Sure. And
I'm not saying Jay Gruden needs to pass it more because that's something we've complained about his entire tenure, so it's great he's doing this, but maybe just try and catch teams by surprise a little bit here.
You're kind of saying that, right?
I'm not saying he needs to totally flip it, but...
You know what I liked was when they got the sudden turnover last week, they went right to the air and went for the jugular, and that's the kind of thing that you want to see out of an offense.
Here's where I would agree.
There are only 11 teams in the NFL who run more on first down than pass, and the Redskins are... second when it comes to how much they do it.
Okay. That was a more succinct way of saying it.
Right. You could have done that the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of notes on here. It's hard to sort through.
Here's what I'll say, though. I think had they gone play action boot on first down inside the 2-minute warning last week against Dallas, I think they get the first down they need and it's ball game.
Yeah. Like that's a spot to really do it because you're typically run heavy and then you're in a spot where you're supposed to be run heavy. That's the time to spring
and it on. Though we've talked about Alex doesn't appear to have the same wheels. Like, he looks like he's running underwater compared to what we saw against KC.
Weird.
He is able to move. He knows when to slide. Like, even if they run play action boot there and it's a 6-yard gain, it opens everything up because everybody would have been so surprised.
As long as he's not going out of bounds, beat you to it, Mitch.
Yeah, you know, I asked Gruden about that, and he's like, he didn't go out of bounds. Like, Sean Lee made a really good play, and we've all kind of lost that in the hindsight. And Sean Lee kind of caught him and threw him out of bounds.
I say you don't get there in the first place.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right.
That's Pete's stat of the day, brought to you by To Be Determined.
No one.
That will never be sponsored. Never.
All right, let's see if Pete actually did the thing he was supposed to.
It's so I can't figure out how many people are left. I've tried locking on my phone. My battery's dying.
All right, we know the survivor pool is still going on.
It's ticking down. I think it was 12 going into last week. I'm sure we've lost a couple. We might be in the top 10.
So here's the thing. Whoever wins this thing, clearly you're not getting anything out of Taylor's closet. But I will send you... Assuming we have any left, I'll send you a hoodie, and they're pretty dope.
Yeah, we do.
All right, cool.
Oh, that's, definitely a good Redskins hoodie, like actually a really good sweatshirt.
It's a cool hoodie.
Some of our free stuff isn't great. This is really good.
Whoever wins gets that hoodie. And one of Pete's friends who punched his other friend.
He's the one who got
this
punched.
Is the punchy.
So he's having, it's a good rebound for him. He's got punched by his best friend, but at least he's doing well in Survivor Pool. He's still
Where
alive.
Does that rank you if these two are best friends?
I'm one of the, it's the three best friends. We're all best friends together.
Is this like a hangover bit?
Yeah.
Do you think the three of us are best friends?
I really do. Yeah. But I don't really bring it up.
8 out of 10 of E scale.
I don't really bring it up because I don't want to know if you feel the same way. So I just kind of let it go.
All right. Lastly, I'm trying to find who tweeted it. Did you? I sent it to you, Mitch. Some dude.
Oh.
So Mitch and I were going to Chick-fil-A for lunch today.
Which is a spectacular choice every time.
And then we got there, and there's a Taco Bell next door. And I'm like, Mitch, I haven't had Taco Bell in a decade. And Mitch is like, dude, I haven't eaten there in forever. And I said, what the hell? Let's try Taco Bell. So we did. And
our guy,
Vinny Vici, at Vinny Vici on Twitter, said he wants to know.
Vici.
He wants to know what we got. And he wants us to do, he wanted us to do a live review of Taco Bell. But it's not live because that was a while ago.
Yeah.
We had to work.
So is the fact that I wasn't invited on this proof that I'm not one of your best friends?
I was mad at you by proxy of AJ at the time.
It's unbelievable. I have nothing to do what you're mad about.
Well, AJ screwed me. Okay. So you were standing next to him and you caught some shrapnel, buddy.
Sure.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's all
right. Well, there's no debate that AJ screwed me, just so we're clear, right?
Yes. AJ 1,000% screwed you.
Pete, say it.
It definitely screwed you.
Okay.
Screw him.
Yeah.
And his all stupid hair.
So, walking into Taco Bell, it's been...
Taco Bell is overwhelming.
It's been a long time.
A lot has changed
at
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's just there's so much going on.
There's so many options.
And the last Taco Bell I went to, legitimately, was in college. And I think it was like a Taco Bell Express.
And I bet you were super sober.
No, dude, the one math class I took, math 110,
math
I had to pass one math class.
Math guy.
How?
I took it three times, but,
yeah, okay.
But I took it.
That sounds about right.
You know what math class I placed into at Maryland? Now, granted, I didn't know that they were going to give us this test, and I got wasted the night before and then had to take this math test. I placed into math 001.
Oh, God.
Yo, it was like non-credit remedial math.
Oh, boy.
And it was...
You didn't place into that. You just fell into it. Right. You don't get placed.
Yo, and it was
that.
For no credits, so I just blew it off and never went. I was like, all right, who cares? And I...
Why would they have a no-credit class?
It was for people that...
Like delinquents?
That, like, really didn't know math.
And it's... That's,
and I just was
it's
drunk.
It's true to this day.
Right. Yeah.
You still
so whatever.
Don't know math and you're
but
still
But there
drunk.
Was a Taco Bell Express next to this math class I took. And that only had, like, three options. So walking into a real standalone Taco Bell store today was just overwhelming. The amount of choices, the amount of different
they
Mountain Dew products.
They have french fries now. They have frozen stuff.
They have french fries?
They used to have Taco Bell.
All the color, the colors, like it was all very overwhelming. It's,
yeah,
yeah. It's like
they have burritos wrapped in shells wrapped in burritos.
Like
tacos,
all
quesadillas.
The, like all their branding is all very like UFC and high energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like walking into the store, like I felt that, and that's not really who I am. Like I'm not like a high energy. Maybe I am kind of high energy, but not like I don't drink like. Monster energy and shit.
Right.
Like, I'm an easygoing dude. So, but whatever. We ordered. The guy was super nice. I thought the employees at this place were outrageously pleasant.
They were. They walked you through the menu.
Right. I needed help.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, sir. No problem.
This is the best shtick.
So.
Keep it going.
What did you... You got a Mexican pizza?
When I was a kid, I loved the Mexican pizza. So, I got a number 6, which is a shocking amount of food for $6.
And I love their numbers are just... It's like, nothing makes sense. It's like this random thing plus this thing and another thing.
So, dude,
thing.
A number 6 was
it's
a Mexican
so
pizza, a soft taco, and a hard taco.
Everything
taco
comes,
supreme.
Everything comes with a hard taco there. It's like, we're going to throw on a hard taco.
I don't know what number mine was, but I got 2 chalupas and a taco.
So, let's, you go first. You want to rate your meal? What the hell is a chalupa?
Chalupa's
I saw it, and I still don't know what it was.
It's like a deep fried taco thing. It's like a deep fried taco thing.
Mitch's car is just ringing now.
And it
was it beef or steak?
It was beef.
I tell you what, I am confident that there's a difference between the beef and the steak over there because that beef is interesting.
It was pretty interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's what? It was beef. It was sour cream and it was cheese and lettuce in a fried taco shell of sorts.
All right.
And it was good. It was what I expected. It's what I remembered it being, and it was solid. I mean, we'll see how, the belly likes it later tonight, but
it won't
things
like
seem
it
to
later.
Be going well.
All right, so
JP's been burping ever since, and I can smell the Taco Bell on his breath. It's foul.
I don't like talking about that kind of stuff, Pete.
Sorry. Stop doing it, then.
You're the one talking about it.
You're the one. Forget it. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
I want to hear the Mexican. Oh, and I had the Diablo hot sauce.
None of those hot sauces were hot.
Which is surprisingly not hot.
It's certainly not Diablo hot.
Badass name, though.
Yeah, I like started with like, I think it was like hot fire Diablo. And I started with hot because that seemed hot.
Yeah.
It was like ketchup. Fire was like ketchup plus. And Diablo was like generic hot sauce.
But you learned your lesson after the tacos in Richmond.
I did. And I had tacos with my sister in San Diego at like a legit like Mexican taco place. And she's like, oh, try one of the peppers. They're sweet. And I bit into it and my mouth was on fire. So I hesitate.
How is the Mexican's?
Mexican pizza... underwhelming, I would say. Too beany. Not enough cheese.
Your heroes are never as cool as...
I know, and I loved that thing when I was a kid.
Sorry to hear that.
I also had a Mountain Dew, which I haven't had in a long time. Maybe got me a little jacked up.
Jittery.
Yeah.
You know, jacked up on Mountain right Dew, Chip.
Hard taco was was fine.
Fine.
Dude, the soft taco supreme was really good. And I would get another one. Like if I go back, I'm just getting like two of those and I'll be happy with my meal.
You realize Taco Bell has like 8 ingredients and they're just
different
in different ways.
Right. So unless you have anything to add, I think that's it on the Taco Bell review.
Yeah, that's about all I had.
Can I give people a reward for sticking through that? This a funny Duran pain.
I am sure nobody stuck through that.
All right, so I'm just saying it's you guys then and Showverse who's editing it. Daron Payne was asked about Saquon Barkley today. He says, I really just watch the O-linemen. I don't really pay attention to the running backs. And then we're like, come on, dude, just give us a scouting report. You have to have something to say. And he goes, I mean, he runs hard, so we'll have to tackle him. That's Daron Payne
that's
for
Bama
you.
That's
awesome.
Mitch, how much do you love that he's like, I only watch the O-linemen? That, you just made Mitch's day. You
know, yeah. Me and Daron have something in common.
I've been thinking that
I've been trying to find a common thread. There it is.
I think if you're a Redskins fan and you're thinking of buying a jersey, Payne and Allen are the only two you could feel very, very confident about getting. They're just so great. I will never have enough Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen in my life.
There is no chance Pete would ever buy a D-lineman jersey.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't, but if... Yeah.
You know what the hot new couple jersey should be? Like the white bit of Payne jersey.
That's a good Redskins Halloween outfit.
Yeah, it could be DC Gridlock or the Alabama Wall for Halloween.
DC Gridlock for Halloween.
Yeah.
The Alabama Wall, I think, will take off more.
I like DC Gridlock.
What are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
Yeah, we're going to be meat.
We are most certainly not going to be meat. I can promise you that.
You know what we're going to be? I'm going to be the hangover baby, and he's going to be the hangover guy, and I'm going to be in his chest. I'm going to be Carlos.
What's that thing
I'm
called?
Baby Bjorn. Yeah, I'm going to be in the baby Bjorn.
That'd be funny.
You should dress up as the third.
Yeah, you could be Bradley Cooper.
You could be Bradley Cooper in the slick suit.
Yeah, and like your...
That's what I do. Just wear slick suits.
Just make sure the pocket square is on point.
I don't like them fluffy. I like the straight line, bro.
Just saying.
We already did this.
Time to go. All right, folks. How about this? A little early announcement that next Wednesday, the pod might not come out till Thursday because I got to get home for Halloween with my daughter or I will face the wrath of multiple women in my house. So just put that on your calendar.
I'm sure people will.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. You made it this far. I owe you a beer. Oh, and Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Yeah. We love them. You should love them too.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check.
See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.